The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life
with guitar.
Hello, we are back for episode 964 BC of Regular Episodes. I am your host of the Aaron Douglas Show here, and it's a hot one today. We're hoping we can give you a little bit of relief riding around in your car with your windows down, tuned in to Regular Episodes, episode 964 BC. We want to remind you today's episode is brought to you by the one, the only destination for all doomsday preppers, InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. I went to InfoWarsStore.com. Just to tell you, there's not a better place you can be. I can't even imagine of anywhere else you'd want to be. InfoWarsStore.com. They're selling a thing called Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray. If you didn't know you needed that, you do now. I can't imagine. I can't go back to a time where I was living without taking Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray. They're selling RZ air infiltration mask made of MZ mesh. It's $34.90 so that you can protect yourself from the Democrat liberal hoax that is the coronavirus. They have masks. I think they're literally just to fend off liberals. They don't stop coronavirus. There's a disclaimer on there, but they do protect you from liberals and the scent of someone that you might run into in a place like a Chaz. Like if you're for our listeners in Portland, you want to wear this mask. It blocks the smell. They have $3,000 for 1 year of what looks to be food. It's food that comes in the same type of buckets that maybe like you'd buy some cement in, some instant cement, or you know, it's just, you've seen the buckets, and they're good for after you have gone through 1 year of an apocalypse and you've eaten all the pancakes. You can use the bucket for anything else at that point. It looks very durable. They have Baby Lives Matter t-shirts, because why would they not have Baby Lives Matter t-shirts? They have Baby Lives Matter onesies for your baby that you're very proud to have not aborted. It seems like you want everyone to know that you didn't abort that baby. It's important. We're selling, let's see here. InfoWarsStore.com. I work there now. We have something called Chill Force. That's a pill you take. It's called Chill Force. It's $50. It was $70. Now it's $50 because the price of chill, due to everything happening with coronavirus, is international markets. Obviously, the price of Chill Force pills would come down $20, $30. Makes sense. Super Male Vitality, if you're wondering, that's got to be boners. It's made of seven plants. I can't pronounce any of these plants. This is serious medical shit. $300 for a five-pack. And then there's the apparel. You don't want to leave the site before you check the apparel. I no longer own any clothes. I own a robe and 41 items of InfoWarsStore.com apparel. You've got a t-shirt that says Hillary for prison. We've all seen that. It's one of our greatest hits. It's a bestseller. Make sure you get on that. It's almost sold out. It has to be. They sell tactical vests. If you happen to not have a tactical vest, which I know during these uncertain times, you find yourself, you're looking at your family, you're looking around, you see things are changing, and you don't have a tactical vest. We've all been there. We've all experienced that fear. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. You can get a tactical vest. You can get a holster for a gun. That's on there. It says Hillary for prison on the holster. I think, yeah, that comes with the Hillary for prison t-shirt. It should. I'm sure that it does. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, what happens is you buy any item. Within the next 24 hours, they will send you a gun. They will send you the gun of your choice, period. That's it. That's just how that's going to go. They have t-shirts. The t-shirts are unbelievable. There's a t-shirt that has a cannon on it wearing a Trump wig. Who the fuck isn't going to wear that? I'll wear that to church. I'll wear that every day for the rest of my life. I will buy three so I can cut the sleeves off of two of them. That is a tremendous t-shirt. They have a t-shirt that has the word Beto on it. Beto O'Rourke. And it has a picture of an AR-15 right below it. I don't know if... I'm pretty sure what they're saying is they're going to kill him. Or it, that's got to be it. Okay, so you can get a t-shirt that is supporting the murder of Beto O'Rourke. Those are on sale. We have a t-shirt that has a 5G tower on it. You can buy a t-shirt with a 5G tower, which is not necessary. I can tell you if you're pro 5G, I wouldn't buy the shirt. It's just a picture of a 5G tower, but I'm pretty sure it's meant to be negative. They have a picture of Donald Trump holding the head of Medusa in front of an American flag. I'm not making that up. I'm looking at it right now. There's a picture of our dear leader holding the head of Medusa in front of an American flag. What are you wearing right now? It is nowhere near as cool as a t-shirt with Donald Trump holding the head of Medusa in front of the American flag. That's just, it's perfect. It's perfect. They sell, I mean, you can get anything like that all the way to a shortwave radio that is also a lantern. That's on the website. Infowarsstore.com. Make sure you delete your browser history. That's Infowarsstore.com. Infowarsstore.com. 70% off literally everything in the store. That's Infowarsstore.com. Support the Infowar. We are the resistance. That is Infowarsstore.com. And as far as today's show, it's just going to be me and Aaron coming to you. I am the host of the Aaron Douglas Show, and I am so glad you've decided to join us today. We're looking forward to it. That is regular episodes 964 BC. Yeah, I've always wondered, you always handle all that.
This recorder, let's see, I just topped it up. This recorder's weird because, like, right when you turn it on, like, we weren't registering, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just, like just to touch the dial.
Yeah.
Now it's ready.
Yeah.
Now it's back to
boom. Party. And we're
now
back.
It's back to party. And we're back.
Beef Honey Podcast Studios. Do in you, studio, we're back.
Do you have a radio voice? Yeah. I mean.
I'm the man with the plan, Trevor Austin, returning. And your host with the most, Aaron Douglas, here to bring you nothing but nonsense.
We're at
need sound effects.
244 WWJD. And we want to know what you've got to say to the Lord.
Nice, dude. I loved when you were a kid. Did you ever prank call stuff like that?
We prank called when we couldn't afford electricity because the phone wouldn't go out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's a good way to do it.
Because the phone bill is a different bill. You know what I mean.
I've been thinking about getting back into prank calls, like during quarantine, especially because I want to release some sort of original comedy content, and I'm really good at them, dude. I don't give myself a pat on the back for much in this life. I can make a fine phony phone call, dude, with the best of them. And I'm wondering, I'm going to be like 58, and like, what are your marketable skills? I can make a great prank phone call.
What's the law in Pennsylvania?
So, I don't know if they can stop you from making a prank phone call, because then you can just say, I meant it.
No. There's,
I talk in that funny voice there's all the time.
I don't think there's a law against a prank phone call. Maybe harassment.
Harassment.
But there is a law against publishing someone else's voice.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
See what I'm saying?
But if you edit their name, I think you're okay.
That's why
they beep out their name and address if it comes up. Like, if you're ordering a pizza or something and, like, you order it to an address, they blur it out.
I don't know if they can use their voice or not. You might be right, though. I'm serious. It's state to state.
Here's something that they used to do to get around that, too. Is they would put an ad in like Craigslist or, you know, the Penny Saver or whatever it would be back then. And people would call you to be like, I'm calling about the lawnmower. And then you would say, oh, yeah, it's got human fingers in the chains.
Right. And
you
that's
know?
Exactly right. Because
and now they've called for it. So it's not your fault.
Right. And that's. Yeah. And my guess is I don't know. But when I call, like, I've done a lot of calling of, like, insurance companies and shit lately. And then they'll say stuff, because Cindy and I have been working together on the same project, this house purchase, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'll be talking, and then Cindy will pipe in, or vice versa. And then the
reverse visa.
Exactly.
Don't do that again.
Oh, the fuck. It's the best. Oh, dude. It's the best, and you know it.
I would rather wear non-matching socks than have to hear that again, dude. That was unbearable.
You got to...
No, I like it. I'm going
to
use it.
We got to bring it back to unmatching socks.
Yeah, right?
Okay, because I got a thing there. But regardless, no, like, they'll ask, as soon as they hear a second voice, they'll say, okay, so if you're going to be involved in the call, I just need to quickly let you know. Oh. And then they'll do the whole, this is recorded for quality assurances. Yeah. I wonder if we can pull that off. Can we market? I mean.
I don't know. Shout out to the viewers. Send us an email, whatever.
Unopened email at yahoo.com.
Unopened email at yahoo.com. All of your addresses and everything are so absurd. They're so perfectly absurd. But yeah, because I'm not sure what the rule is on that. I mean, people have published full albums of prank calls. Jerky Boys, man. I love that shit as a kid.
Bill Burr a Jerky Boy?
No.
Are you sure?
I mean, I'm 99. I'm going to Google that shit. He might have been Crank Yankers, but...
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
But I don't even think that was Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla. Back when they were allowed to still be friends before politics ruined everything in life.
We're going to go Crank Yankers or... I'm going to go Jerky Boys.
Go Jerky Boys, because I'm sure a lot of comics were have a recent credit on Crank Yankers, but not a lot. That was like a group of like four buddies from New York.
Yeah, okay, well, first thing.
He's from Boston.
Any Jerky Boys fans here, Bill Burt, Reddit. So, I mean, the Jerky Boys calls has changed comedy. Bill Burt on Twitter, Thursday afternoon, Monday morning. Okay. So, I don't know. I'm still not getting any direct.
It would be on his IMDb. Those are credits, dude. That album was like a comedy album that sold millions of copies.
No, because that's I am
the Musasha tapes and the Jerky Boys. Those were two groups of prank calls released by, I believe, the same guys. There was Saul Rosenberg and Frank Rizzo.
But
those are the same guys.
The M is movie.
Yeah, so, but it's credits, dude. They I've seen audio credits.
How about this?
Have in parentheses audio only and shit.
Jerky.
It's Boys. It's International Movie Database, but it's for acting credits. Voice work is on there. I'm positive voice work is on there.
Jerky Boys full cast 1995 IMDb. Nope, I was wrong.
Definitely. I knew it.
No, those are writing credits. Oh, wait, cast. Okay. Alan.
Dude, Bill Burr's not on there.
I swear he did some.
He might have done Crank Yankers on an episode. You know, you ever hear they talk about how Dane Cook came on for Crank Yankers?
Whoa, Bill Clinton?
What?
Bill Clinton was on The Jerky Boys?
I so wish that my name just happened to be Billy Clinton, and it was just like there's some guy out there whose name is Bill Clinton, and he is sick of hearing about it.
Rest of cast listed alphabetically. Number two, obviously alphabetically.
Maybe they played a clip of him.
Bill Clinton, self, archive footage. Okay, you're right. Archive footage. Uncredited. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So they scooted some fucking laws about that, but either way.
I know in California, or maybe I know in Texas, it's called it's a one-party consent. So in other words, like if I run up to you at a Giant Eagle or whatever they have in Texas, and I start filming you, you can't say I don't want to be filmed. Don't release this. You say you're in public. This is a one single-party consent state. I can make a YouTube video and doing a bombard interview, and you're in the background. You don't have the right to be blurred. So I believe that's California and Texas. Yeah. Now, I don't know if what it is.
I think
on
Las
phone
Vegas
calls,
is like
because you're in your private home. I don't know what.
I think Las Vegas is like that because they have.
It might be.
I wonder if we could. I mean, we wouldn't do this, but theoretically, if we could get an IP address that was assigned to one of those states and make Google phone calls, you know,
hell yeah.
While we were in those states, obviously, we wouldn't do it.
Well, no, this actually came into play. What did this come into play with recently? Oh, when Antonio Brown, I do know the answer to this. This came up in an actual case. Antonio Brown, it's against the law. Antonio Brown, you know the Steeler? He got traded to the Raiders and never played a game for the Raiders.
Yeah, I've seen his jerseys in Goodwill.
Yeah, traded. Yeah, exactly. he called his coach at the time, John Gruden, and had a conversation with him. And then he recorded their conversation and made a YouTube video about it. And John Gruden apparently didn't know he was being recorded.
Right.
And in California, that is illegal. And John Gruden, just because he's a all right guy, was like, listen, we want him to play for us. I don't want him to go to jail for this. He's like, no, I knew I was being recorded, but it was clear he didn't know, and he didn't know it was going to be released, and he said he was just fine with it after the fact, so no charges were pressed. Talk about, is Antonio Brown going to have an additional charge against him for recording a phone call in California without the second-party consent and then releasing it?
Why was Antonio in... Well, I guess he's fucking rich, so he can be wherever he wants.
No, he got traded to the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, and then they
Yeah, while he was in Oakland playing for him, he recorded a conversation with his coach and released it on a YouTube video.
Gotcha. I thought you were saying Steelers, you know, because I follow sports ball so quick.
Yeah, this is after he had been traded. So that was in California. You can't release a phone call with someone. I believe in New York, you can't. I don't know. I have great ones recorded in Pennsylvania. I don't know what the rule is on that.
We got to look those up. There's no names. It's kind of, well, here's the thing, too, is
I love how I'm just going to like Google it and trust whatever some dude on Reddit says.
That's what
says.
You have to do, though. Like, okay.
So yeah, he's not a lawyer.
Well, there's
I might call my lawyer. I got a lawyer.
There's the old rule of thumb, and I hate to say it, but it's absolutely true. It's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah.
And it's true in business, and it's true in your individual life. Yeah, I mean, like, if you make a business decision, like, let's say I go out to a house and I start a job and I don't get a building permit, and then the building inspector realizes what's going on, shows up, blah, blah, blah. He's going to issue me a citation or a warning, but if I can rush in to whatever facility issues the permit and get that permit before he comes back, I'm going to be all right. They're not going to serve a lot. The judge, you know what I mean, is going to waive the fines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
And in this situation, let's say I release those prank calls and some person that was on the other end happened, like, that would be a great scenario because that means it got big enough for them to hear it.
Exactly.
You know, and
exactly.
I would be like, all right, great. That's like the Old Town Road thing. Old Town Road, the song, remember that terrible song that haunted us for 3 months?
It's the best ever.
It's the best worst song I've ever heard. And it when that was released,
biggest thanks is Darius Rucker.
He bought that beat for like, or didn't even buy it. He just like downloaded that beat off like randombeats.net, you know, and he downloaded it and used it. And then the the guy who made the beat was like, what the hell? Where's my cut? And it had already become such a mega song. The guy sued for like, I don't know.
Unruh.
He sued for a lot of money and they were able to pay it because they're like, it's the number one song in America. Fucking Billy Ray Cyrus is involved.
He could have got that beat for $25 if he would have known that it was going to be big. But instead,
Going to hell faster, Chris D'Elia or Billy Ray Cyrus?
What did Silly Gay
Virus
do?
The John or the pimp?
Oh, you're saying for what he does to his lady?
No, Billy Ray Cyrus pimped his teenage daughter out
to
the
world.
That's
his lady.
Yeah. Yeah, his little lady. Yeah. That's Pepper Jack's best hoe.
What? Jesus, bottom bitch, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, right?
What is
Miley or you want Hannah?
What? Oh, that's what I was going to ask. I was
Hannah Montana.
Hannah was her shit.
Yeah,
that was her thing.
That's a prostitute's name if I ever heard it.
Hannah Montana, it's a stripper name.
Yeah, at least.
It's a stripper name.
Ladies and gentlemen, come to the stage, Hannah Montana.
But isn't that a Disney thing?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
The biggest pimps of them all. You know, what's going to happen to Chris D'Elia? And even more so, what's going on that they get D'Elia, Joey Diaz, Joe Rogan all in the same week? Is this like what's the dude from... it's a dude from Christmas Vacation who talked about the Star Whackers. Randy Quaid. Is this what Randy Quaid talked about? Are the Star Whackers after this group of comics that are friends? They also happen to be pedophiles. Pretty easy target.
Whoa. Dateline NBC has a Chris D'Elia thing.
Nice. How many days old is that?
Is
Chris
Hansen
involved?
It's way old.
I was hoping Chris Hansen was involved. Why don't you take a seat, Chris? Chris, we have the tweets.
Like, you're not an 18-year-old girl.
It says here you want her to send nude pics. What are nude pics, Chris?
I don't know. I still
dude,
don't
no
know.
No one ever. I want Chris Hansen to do my own intervention. Chris Hansen is the best at facilitating a gotcha conversation I've ever seen.
Who is?
Chris Hansen? The guy from The Catch Predator.
Yeah, but there are predators that, and I don't know. I've never been an addicted fan of the Catch a Predator, but there are people who walk in and are just like, nope, aren't there? Yeah, they're just like, I'm just gonna get arrested. Just do whatever you do.
Yeah, yeah. But Chris,
Chris gets
a little bit out of him.
I've seen the show. I know how this fucking.
If you've seen
works.
The show, why did you come to the house today? You know, and like he'll get something out of you. Chris is great.
I will say this:
Chris has his own YouTube channel now, trying to bust predators without the big NBC bucks behind him. It's not as successful, but I watch every episode.
You said Chris.
Yeah, that's his name, Chris Hansen. And I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going Chris D'Elia.
Chris can bust a Chris.
I will say this.
One time he busted a guy that he knew from the subway. He said, we rode to the subway every day in New York. He was friends with them. And the guy, like, oh, he hung his head in such shame. He was like, shit. And Chris was like, what are you doing here? And he looked at him like, you know what I'm doing here, Chris. You've got the transcripts. You know, he's always got the transcripts. Yo, you know, Stanhope used to do what's called he had a name for it, baiting. He called it baiting. And he released a whole book of them, I think. No, he called it baiting because it was pedophile baiting. He would go on and do Chris Hansen's job, but he would do it in like a comic tone. So he would be saying vulgar shit to these pedophiles. Yeah, yeah. And then like when he would bust them, he would just be like, you sick, dirty old fuck, you know, whatever. But Stanhope has a whole thing somewhere you can find in the annals of the internet of him baiting pedophiles in like 2005.
Stanhope's an absolute legend, by the way. But where?
Do you see the new special yet?
I don't know if I did. Now
it's
that you say that,
interesting watch, dude.
Because that's a paywall thing, isn't it?
Yeah, Blake sent it to me, so I didn't have to pay. I watched it for free. Blake sent it to me. I watched it the day it came out.
The interesting thing about the paywall is how effective it is against getting canceled, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you know,
people have to people will pay to go look at your shit if it's cheap. Like, if you're, what's his name? Who got SNL? Yeah. What's that guy's name?
I don't know. SNL?
Yeah, he was on SNL.
Pete Davidson?
No. It was a comic who was going to be on SNL this last season. I can't remember his name.
Ellis, Gillis.
Gillis. Shane Gillis. Yeah. Yes. Excellent. Nice pull, by the way.
Yeah.
No, so, like, they went through his archives and found it, but I don't know if they had to do a paywall to get it. But regardless, like,
who the fuck does that?
A guy at that level has got, if he does have a paywall, it's a cheap one. You know, like an OnlyFans or something, you know, like it's a fucking
$3.99 for the bonus content.
And if your job is to fuck people's lives up.
Yeah. If you paid $10 to watch Stanhope's new special and you got offended, like you walked into the buzzsaw.
Right, right.
Like that's like paying and getting mad that you got splashed at SeaWorld. Like, yo, bitch, did you not see people walking in here in wetsuits?
Right.
Like, you're in the front row. It says splash zone on the seats. That's Stanhope's special.
And you've got to.
But Stanhope's whole special, dude, I wish you could saw it.
And you really
got to
be. You really got to be banking a lot on him being a fucking idiot, too. Like, he's not, because this is a produced piece of work.
You know who the executive producer was?
Who?
Joe Rogan.
Oh, was it? Nice.
Produced by Joe Rogan.
He bankrolled it?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Doug probably called him and was like, look, man, I'm doing okay, but you're doing really okay.
He's like, I heard you.
I'm not throwing me. I bet you Rogan probably called him and was like, please release something, man. You're so good. Quit drinking. Get off the couch. Do something. Because have you ever watched Stanhope come on Rogan's show?
He used to be that way with everyone. Well, he's less that way with everyone, but like if you heard. Also, speaking of canceled, Coco Diaz, Joey Diaz, if you hear Diaz talking about it, when he used to tour with Rogan, he was, not Rogan, but Diaz was hardcore coke fiend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he was always preaching the preach back then, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. And then even before that, Rogan never even smoked pot.
Yeah. He didn't get into any of that shit till he was like 35.
Right.
And it's interesting. Rogan will still refer to Stanhope as his best friend. And when you watch the episode, if you watch it with the right eyes, when you watch when Stanhope comes on, there's like this look in Rogan's eyes that is like, man, this shit was funny when we were 28. You know, like, you're fucking 50 and you don't look good. There's like a sympathy that I really appreciate watching it. And Stanhope has this like chip on his shoulder of like, leave me the fuck alone. I don't want your $100 million Spotify money. Get the fuck out of my face.
No one's been, as far as I understand, and I don't look hard because who gives a fuck, but I don't think anyone's ever been able to affirm that $100 million.
I mean, it's on, like, Google that. That shit's pretty widely known. I read that in a newspaper headline, like, Joe Rogan signs $100 million Spotify deal. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a $100 million contract. That's known.
I'm Googling
$100 million
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, that's what it is. $100 million contract. It's widely discussed. That shit's shifted the stock market, dog.
Marketwatch.com.
Yeah.
Says it. So
it's gotta be true.
I mean, as far as an idiot like me who really doesn't look into
things...
Who
wrote that? Alan Greenspan?
The Rap, Forbes. Yeah, I don't know. That's... I don't know. I still don't know if I believe that $100 million thing. I don't have time to read.
What do you think I rap for? To push a fucking Rav 4? Favorite rap line, dude.
Who says that?
Kanye, dude.
Kanye?
Yeah.
That's fucking...
What do you think I rap for?
That's push a fucking Rav 4?
He's so... Dude, Kanye... I don't even like rap music, and I love Kanye West.
Well, as soon as he put on the MAGA hat, you fucking...
No, that upped it. It really did. You know me, but... It was really before that even, like, I always just had a respect for the type of guy who's arrogant and ignorant enough to just storm on stage and someone's award. I saw myself in Kanye that day, you know? Like, I've always, people say it. They're like, people like Donald Trump, Kanye West, Trevor Austin, we're birds of a feather. guys like us is what you could say.
I think that there's... And I hate to beat an old drum, but I really do. I think that anytime you place a course in front of something, you're placing a restriction on it. So when I see someone who doesn't follow anyone's path,
yeah,
I see the potential for infinite creation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like there's no
like Kanye would or like,
yeah.
Who like are some other artists that are Prince is an artist that kind of is of that ilk.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like essentially like if someone is going to follow a game plan, what comes out the other end is going to look like the game plan.
Yeah.
And I'm not that interested in the game plan. Yeah, I want to see some weird fucking shit.
Yeah, you know like Gwen Stefani, right? Like Gwen Stefani followed the game plan, you know? Like she made it in a band and was cool as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was like, yo, we can sell you. And she was like, how much? You know?
Yeah.
Whereas somebody like Kanye does their own thing. Yeah.
She started
The Voice.
She went from being married to a gay man to being married to a country singer.
Stern's a guy who kind of did it like, I'm going by the beat of my own drum. And then when we finally bought it, he said, well, what else were you willing to buy? You know, so, I'll go on America's Next Top Douchebag or whatever he does now.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Stern's a fucking douche. I can't stand him.
A lot of, so I never grew up with Stern. I did see some Stern. I believe my uncle, Steve, might have sent my dad like a VHS cassette.
Fuck yeah.
Of recordings of the Howard Stern show from
cable. Hell yeah,
from
that
cable.
Sounds great.
Because we lived in the country, so we didn't have nothing but five channels. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like ABC, NBC, Fox, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, you've got to see this shit.
Yeah, dude. That's great. The good old days of propaganda.
Yeah, yeah. So I remember my dad watched it. I don't know if I saw it when he was watching it or if I snuck the tape away and watched it myself. But it was like an episode where this guy had asked Howard to come to his house and have a house party. So Howard just brought the fucking roof down.
Oh, that's great. Right?
And there was literally a person who took a chainsaw and cut a hole from a floor below into the floor above just to climb up and like take shots or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like they're like, fuck.
There's a lot of people on the stairs.
Right, right.
I'm cutting my way through. You know?
Mind if I cut the line?
Yeah, right. I love that. Dude, have you ever watched the Steve-O documentary?
There's a documentary about Steve?
Oh, yeah. And it was when he was at his very worst of his drug addiction. It's fucking depressing and hilarious. All in one swoop.
What year was it?
It would have been released. It was like released while he was getting sober. So I don't know, 10, 12 years ago now.
Hmm.
And what is it called? It's called like Unhinged or something like that.
That sounds Steve-O. About right. I think I've heard the words unhinged in documentary today.
I that's not it because I would know it if I said it, you know?
I'm not going to
whatever
Google
it was.
It.
Yeah. But in it, he's not well. Like, it's like, you're not having...
Dude,
Steve-O's so fun on drugs in the early years. And then this was at the years where he had too much money. And they were like, dude, there's too many drugs. This is getting really old. But one of the things was he had this apartment where he would just beat the shit out of everything. You know, like finish a beer bottle, whip it off the wall. You know, like it was just, it wasn't a fun place to be. It didn't look safe. And he had a neighbor who would complain. And Steve-O was like... You're gonna fucking complain. I'm gonna fucking take you 10 million miles farther, man. You know, so Steve-O's in the apartment doing whippets and then screaming like, I'm coming over, man. I'm coming through the walls. So he literally was like chainsawing and hitting a hammer into his neighbor's walls. They're like watching TV in this luxury apartment.
Yeah.
Everyone else who lives there is like a doctor.
Right,
and then there's
right.
Steve-O, who's famous for doing whippets and throwing his body into
He's
a pool of
so
fucking piranha.
So many whippets. Have you ever done a whippet?
Oh, dude, I'm the bone, dude. I've done me some whippets. My grandfather stormed the beaches of Normandy so I could afford and enjoy the freedom to do whippets. Yeah, bro, it's
laughing,
I'll do a whippet.
It's laughing gas, right?
It's something, dude. It makes you feel stupid.
It's like, okay, so I've done a couple of whippets. No Steve-O level, because Steve-O...
Oh, dude, he didn't look good doing them. In the documentary, he said something like he was going to try to not take a breath of air through the whole day, all whippets, exactly. And he's just sitting there cracking whippets. He looks really not well. It's really depressing.
You're, like, vibrating the whole time you're on a whippet.
Something like that, or detached. It feels like your head's a balloon, you know? Like, you feel like you're a helium balloon.
It's something else.
Whatever a helium balloon could feel like, that's how you feel. I feel like a helium balloon. Kind of fun for like a couple minutes, bro.
I wish there was science, and I'm not saying there isn't, because there obviously is.
We need more whippet studies. Well, donate to the Beef Honey Podcast. All proceeds will go to all future whippet funds. If you're looking for a way in these trying times to contribute, you're not sure what to do, you don't know how you can help, here's a great simple way you can help without putting your body on the line. If you're not able to do that, we understand, but donate to Whippet Research.
Just find us on Venmo and put it straight. We will make sure the money gets there.
Yeah, you can Amazon, you can buy a case of Whippets and send them to my house. I'll do them with a notebook open and write how I feel. That's Whippet Research right there.
If we can film your dad watching.
That's so awful. That's as bad as...
That will raise more money.
No, dude, that should raise millions.
That will raise fucking millions, dude.
I'll pay millions to not have to do that.
What's the InfoWars guy?
Alex Jones?
Your dad's kind of an Alex Jones type.
What, like his look? Or his way.
Well, he's just a stocky, like...
Yeah. And, like, he'll rip your face off if it's warranted. Have you seen the new... Do you know how they do those Alex Jones? They'll take, like, little rants that he does, and they'll cut them up and set them to music. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, I've seen one of them that was awesome.
The Boniver one? That's like, you know, that... You remember Boniver? That, come on, Skinny Lou, just let us sing. Yeah, they cut up an Alex Jones thing that's too, like, a Boniver song, pretty much.
Boniver?
Yeah, Boniver.
Honestly, I don't know about
that. Boniver, whatever it is.
It might be Boniver.
It might be boner virus. Yeah. I don't know what it is, dude. I'm not French.
It is by now.
Yeah, some Nordic dude. I don't know. You know Nord.
He got famous a while back. I'm sure he's got a boner virus.
Yeah, so he, they cut that Alex Jones rant up. That's like the most popular one. It's fucking hilarious. And then people started doing it to like house music, which it's all really funny. The new one I just saw last week, someone posted, I was dying. Because did you hear he said, during coronavirus and all this stuff with the riots and everything, he's like, America's coming to an end. This is what's happening. The world is collapsing. This is what I've been telling you for 10 years. So he's saying that he's like, I've prepared. I've been looking at my neighbors. He said this. He goes, I've been looking at my neighbors and thinking, I could skin that son of a bitch up and eat him.
I could.
My kids will not starve. I'll eat your ass. And so someone took him saying, I will eat your leftist ass. And they cut it into a song. It is so fucking funny. I'll tie you up, skin you up.
I'll eat your
leftist ass. Yeah, and it's set to like a soul beat. So funny. Yo, we should play that. It's only like a minute long.
Alright, well, you gotta fill air if I'm gonna do that.
Alex Jones, I'll eat your ass.
Alex Jones,
I'll eat your leftist ass is the name of the song. That's just a hit in the making. You don't even have to hear it to know. That is a hit.
It doesn't come up.
Well, I don't think I'll eat your ass comes up in Google suggestions. Nothing Alex Jones does comes up in Google suggestions.
Oh, it does.
Fuck yeah.
Never mind. Fuck Alex Jones. Anyway.
He's a hero of mine, dog.
He's a hero. No, I'm not saying fuck Alex Jones.
I have few heroes.
I love the idea of a person like Alex Jones. Like, I want to hang out with Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
What the problem is that, and I'm not mad at it. I don't think it's a problem, but I understand. I wish it wasn't a problem. That's a better way to say it. That's a better way. There are people who just...
The way Joe Rogan feels about Alex Jones is the way any reasonable person should feel about Alex Jones. If you want to be a diehard fan, that's okay too. But if you hate him, you're not watching it the right way. Like, it's funny, and he's a lunatic and a loose cannon. But the more you look at him and give him more credit, like, this is politically dangerous. Well, now you've made it politically dangerous. But if you look at it and say, this guy's a psycho, who gives a shit? This isn't it. Hold up. Pause it. I want to find the right one. I'll eat your ass. Yeah, that's good, but chance. It's not great. Hold up, let me see. I'm gonna find this.
Where's? Oh, never mind. It ain't in here.
Usually I try to play it through my phone, or
no? Usually I have a keyboard set up in here, so you can just fucking roll with it. But this is obviously a video. Just scroll through the thumbnails, see what you find.
I think this is. Is this the one you clicked? This number two?
Anything that's purple, I've already touched. So I touched this one.
This isn't purple. Okay. This is the one. Is it gonna play through the speaker?
It is.
Where's All right, hit that. Like corn on the cob. I'm ready. Dude, the second verse is too good. We have to let it play through. I'm ready.
I'll barbecue your ass. Flat.
There's.
Look here. There's. I'm so fast. I'll tell him. Well, I killed a cow out back, baby. You think Christ would eat somebody? He would never do that.
God, your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Clean your ass.
Like corn on the cob. What a rant he was on.
That's why I want the globalists to know. I will eat your ass first. I swear to God, if it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna get my hands around your throat.
Amen, dude. What a king. Yo, my favorite part is the size them up, haul them up. It's like really good, dude.
That whole video was made from literally 10 seconds or less.
Yeah,
10 seconds or less.
Dude, you see me running on the treadmill at the gym? That's what's in my headphones. I'll eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob.
Did you see the the chick who was getting arrested and she was telling the cop, you're gonna lose your job. Was that something like that? You didn't
Maybe.
See that?
No.
You're gonna lose your. Oh, it became a protest anthem, and basically, like the protests were becoming like for a day or wherever it was illustrated was. Is the point is I'm gonna try to look for that. Fuck! It was so funny. It was a total remix of this chick who's getting arrested, and she said, you're going to lose your job, or I don't know. This is a terrible story now that I don't remember where it went.
Yeah, I get you.
I don't remember where it was.
Yo, that I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. Who says those words out loud? And that's what people who don't, if you don't like Alex Jones, then your only other option should be enjoy the comedic genius. Like, he's accidentally hilarious all the time. Have you ever seen him try to open for Stanhope at a comedy club? He bombs ruthlessly and people start heckling him and he's just fighting the audience. Stanhope has to come on stage and be like, guys, this is a friend of mine. I just want him to do 5 minutes and listen.
It is. It's you about to. That makes way more
you
sense.
You about to. Okay.
I don't know if this is the right clip. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, and then Elmo comes in. This is so great. It's just perfect for the times. And that's
for the times. The times.
It just became a protest anthem, which is so funny. So
those were the days.
This guy's arresting it.
You about to lose your job. Get this dance. You about to lose your job because you are detaining me for nothing.
Yo, I dig it. It's too good.
I know, dude.
Yo, it's job.
Fucking, it is fire, dude. Did they get Elmo dancing?
Nothing. That's the best part, because you are detaining me for nothing.
Dude, this is the number one hit in Chaz right now.
I bet.
It's top of billboards. I'm telling you.
Yo, Chaz has an open mic. Did you know about that? We should hit the Chaz open mic.
Chaz, all we got to do is get a flight to Seattle during the COVID era.
$8,
no big deal.
Yeah, $8 round trip, dude.
We'll be back by Tuesday.
Yeah, right? Yo, but apparently someone checked online and was like, I wonder if they have an open mic in that little city. And someone checked, and they do have an open comedy mic.
Yeah, I saw
mic.
That. In the Pittsburgh open comedy shit, they were like...
Yeah, someone posted it.
It was just a joke. I wonder if there's open mics in Chaz, and then someone immediately responded.
Yeah, I think it was Bosco. It was like, looky here, there is.
Shout out to Mike Bosco.
Shout out Mike Bosco. He's got a show coming up on,
It'll be this Saturday.
Fuck yeah,
I don't remember
week.
The venue. God damn it.
It's Bobby D's.
I'm telling you, I don't remember the venue.
What is the name of that place? Bobby D's and McKee's Rocks, or if it's Stowe, maybe it's like out that way. Bobby D's, like, it's like a barbecue joint. I've done it twice before. It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's a great show. There's usually a full room. I don't know how it'll be for COVID, but there's usually a full room.
McKee's?
It's not far from where the parkway is.
Okay.
It's maybe like an 8-minute drive from the parkway.
We'll see if people come out.
Yeah. I mean, anytime I've done it, it's been a packed fucking house. But none of those people came there knowing comedy was happening.
Oh,
they're
really?
Just there on a Friday.
Well, he does it sporadically, like once a month or something.
It pops on them.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're all in there like taking their shots. And then
they were
like,
supportive to me.
Next thing you know, some guy's like...
That's pretty much it, yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of 21 and over.
It's totally ambush a crowd of people who is just looking to shoot pool and hit on chicks all night. Yeah,
Do we have any more beers in here?
Yeah, no.
We're grabbing a beer.
Boom. You about to lose your job. No one even knew.
We're back. Yeah, they're not going to know. You have that cut out, huh?
Yeah, I just paused it.
So they're not even going to know we were gone. We were gone for like a half an hour.
Half hour's a stretch.
We were gone for about a minute 40.
Okay, well, that's...
Maybe not even. Yeah, probably 40 seconds. Yeah. So we were gone.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing. I've been sitting here, all these podcasts, desperate to smoke a cig and being like, it can't be done. We don't have the technology.
The problem is we'll go outside and we'll have a great conversation. And then we'll
lose the gold.
And then we'll come back in here and we won't be able to rediscuss.
Yeah, we'll try to recreate it. It'll sound hacky and gross.
Yep. That happens all the time because I'll have, obviously, people over to the studio. And then, like, one person will be late.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So three of us will sit on the back porch smoking and whatnot and talking for 20 minutes. And then all those topics are kind of burned.
Yeah, yeah. You'll try to recreate it. It's no good.
What's even worse is when I record the intro. What are you fucking checking? Facebook or some shit?
I am reading a very interesting thing. You can fuck off.
Well,
Elian Gonzalez. Are you old enough to remember Elian? Little baby boy.
The Cuban boy?
Yeah, yeah. He's a father today.
What?
Or he's gonna have a baby. He's announced today that he's gonna become a father. So Elian Gonzalez, if you remember that, boy, weren't those the days when that was what people were politically upset about? Little Elian Gonzalez.
So if I'm right, and I don't know if I am, Elian got to the United States and his parents wanted him back?
I think his dad was here.
Yeah.
There was an issue where Cuba wanted him back, and we weren't going to send him.
Right.
And that was Bush's era, and Bush was like, no, we're keeping this kid. Fuck Cuba and your communism.
It's always been the...
I could have this very wrong.
It's always been the relationship that any Cuban who steps foot on American soil is given amnesty, essentially.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, that's why we got some couple good pitchers. There's a few really good pitchers that came over, dude.
Yeah, so
they have baseball players that want to come and they won't let them. And they're like, please let me make $1 million. Please, I'm begging you. I'll send it back to you, Fidel.
Yeah, they won't let him. Fidel's
dead.
Yeah, who the hell's running that show? Because we ended the
trip. Probably Infidel, his son.
I love where you're at. Yeah.
That's so dumb.
He's out, Fidel, bro.
Yeah, right.
No, we've ended the trade embargo with them.
Yeah, I guess Obama did that, huh?
Yeah, so now like
and people... Jay-Z and Beyonce went there, so like anything
it's
goes.
Totally,
yo,
dude.
I watched a video of people who went there, and they were like, yo, it is not the paradise that they might show you in a YouTube video. Like, it sucks there, apparently. I mean, I don't want
to
go.
It's like every fucking place you go. If you go to the tourist section, you got all the tourist money holding it up. But if you go to the fucking places where people live who work in the tourist section.
Yeah, apparently it's really bad. Yeah. I saw these people like waiting in the in a car line, like 600 cars long for gas, and like you can wait.
That's retarded.
No, dude, 600 cars long. I watched it with my own two fucking
eyes.
There
is no way that routinely people wait for 600 cars just to get gas.
They do, dude. At least that's what this video implied.
That's not. Think as a human being.
And then what happens is they'll run out of gas, and then you'll just see cars that are left there. And then they'll come back the next day whenever it's announced that the gas pumps are open, and they'll push their cars up there and wait in line. I'm telling you. I seen it. I seen it.
I got a hard time believing those people don't just quit owning a car.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure some of them do. Some of them need a car for one thing or another. Yo, what just happened?
I don't know what I just
did. I'm out in my left ear.
Yeah, me too.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
What the fuck did just happen?
I don't know. Now I'm out in both ears. Now I'm back in the right.
How the fuck? Dude, pause.
And we're back.
Technical difficulties resolved here on WWJD 2:44 a.m.
We're sorry that never happens. I just got out of prison.
Oh, look, I better put these down. They're distracting. Jesus.
You almost have an accident.
Just about tipped out of my stool. Stool.
Classic.
I deliberately chose to do bar height stools at the studio. I figured it gives people more energy.
I'm forgetting so many of my jokes. You just saying stool reminded me like, oh, man. That's
not
like
a regular vape.
Yeah, it's THC, right?
No.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, there's weed in this.
No.
Okay, there's no weed in this. Yeah, I'll smoke a little Pat. Non-Pat. What is that, Diet Pat?
Chimney Christmas.
It's a regular vape.
This is a... Oh, never mind.
You're going to hear the conversation just tailspin now for me. I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. Yo. Like, I am so mad and angry and jealous and empty that I didn't ever think to tell someone I was going to eat their ass as if it were corn on the cob. That is brilliant.
I just love that he says, I'm going to eat your ass all over and over and over again.
Over again. It's without realizing what that implies. Yeah. Like, he doesn't realize that that's like a sexual act in any way. He just thinks, like, I'll eat your ass. Like a steak. Or corn on the cob.
Yeah, he thinks of like beat your ass. Like I'll beat your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
But he says I'll eat your ass.
I'll kick your ass. Anything. Yeah, he doesn't get it. He's like, the man,
like,
dude.
Toss salad. He'll eat your ass like toss salad. You know what I mean?
I love that man, dude. My friend Mike. I've interviewed you. He has a picture with him.
Be a blast to hang out with.
Oh, dude. There's undoubtedly. No fucking way. Yeah.
That's the only thing that's
so many people who I know that hate him. I'm like, if you could just pause and realize you'd have fun with him. I know people who despise him. I'm like, bring him to a party and we just leave some of this bullshit at the door. And like, you know, maybe we're just playing cards or doing a podcast or drinking. And you'd be like, that guy's fucking great. Well, he's jovial.
That's the key to it. And I have my own struggle is to
leave your bullshit at the door.
Exactly. When people want to say their opinion strongly, realize that they're not challenging yours necessarily. Or even if they are, don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Not everybody has to be on the ticket. You know?
This can just be like
people, like the trope of, you know what I mean? Like your racist uncle. That's your uncle. It's a blood relative. He comes to Thanksgiving. He might say something that is not fucking okay in the Twitter sphere. But also, like, he brings the fried turkey and he brings a bottle of wine and he loves the Steelers or whatever his fucking thing is, and he's friendly and he talks to you. And yeah, he has abhorrent, disgusting views. We don't need to fucking burn him at the stake or kill him.
Imagine.
Just take him for what he is, a fucking funny old drunk asshole, you know? That's what Alex Jones is. A funny old drunk asshole. I love people like that.
I mean, the theory is
family tree full of
the
people.
The theory
like
is the dude influences people and furthers a blah blah blah. But
yeah, those people they're going to be influenced with or without him. They're
I would agree. If you're an idiot, you're an idiot.
Yeah, dude.
But
the world would be a better place without Alex Jones. I refuse to believe that.
If you're smart enough to realize that it's not necessarily something you like, and you can watch it like a sporting event.
Yeah.
That's when it gets fun, you know?
Yeah.
It's
more fun that way, I bet.
I heard Andrew Santino say the other day he was at a bar and some guy next to him said something that, like, basically indicated that he was going to go into a racist tirade. And a lot of people would have taken that time to go, you know what, I'm not really blah, 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 blah. But he just said, yeah. because he just he just wanted to watch it like a sporting event.
Yeah.
Like, and now he has a good story to tell about a guy.
Yeah.
And he doesn't make that guy look good in the story.
Yeah, even if you don't make him look good or look bad. He's just a fucking guy.
Well, what I'm saying is that guy may have influence, right?
Nobody.
But if Andrew Santino interacts with that guy and other people like him do, and then they tell the story hilariously afterwards, that guy's influence is a bit negated, right?
I guess I am more of a nihilist, and I don't have this communist bastard view of this potential utopia we could all create. Where
I agree,
I'm just,
there's
I'm
no
just
point.
Like, yeah, who gives a shit? We're always going to have ugly people, and you know what I mean? Like, those are going to be ugly people. They go to bed with themselves at night, and I'm sure they know some of the ugliness.
Yeah.
And I'd like to look. I look at the good in every single person I see. I will look at the good in Aaron Hernandez. I'll be like, yeah, all right.
He was a football player
who murdered a handful of people, but also really good football player. And that's what I focus on.
Big hands.
You know, yeah, big hands. Nice. You know, he seems like he cool tattoos. He has 150 tattoos that were cool. He's dead now. But
he's dead.
Yeah, he hung himself in prison.
Okay,
but
well.
I don't focus on that.
Right.
I don't focus
it's
on
not
that.
A downer. No, there's a lot of fun.
We've all had our low points. I focus on the highlights, okay? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not here to pick on your low lights. I'm not here to focus on the things you've done wrong. I'm here to tell you that, you know, he caught that pass in the AFC Championship game, and that was a beauty. And, you know, shit, I would rue the day where people only looked at my lowlights, because shit, it would be an ugly tape.
Well, there is that classic argument, do you condemn the art?
I don't condemn anything.
Well, that's
there,
what I'm,
I said.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not a condemner.
What I'm saying is they say, well, a great example
condemns.
Someone gave me, and it kind of leads to the Operation Paperclip stuff, is like...
Oh, boy.
Is like...
like, we got to the moon, but we killed a bunch of Jews to get there. Is that okay?
No, but the point...
No, that's not what you're getting at.
No.
Sorry, I took a guess.
The point being this is, like, if someone like Louis C.K. or a painter does something terrible and we all boycott their thing, that's a small sacrifice for us, so we do it. You know what I mean? We don't have to watch Louis C.K.'s hour-long special. Big deal. But if the person who did a horrible thing invents a math algorithm that allows us to fly to Europe...
Nope, boycott that.
All of a sudden, we're like, you know, going to Europe's pretty cool.
No, boycott it.
That's the whole point.
He pinched an ass. You know?
That's the whole point. It's
no,
like,
I separate. Dude, I focus on the highlights. You know what I mean? Like,
do you condemn the art?
There's a lot of great men who have done horrible things. In fact, I'll say there's never been a man who hasn't done horrible things. There's never been a man or woman, a human being on this earth other than Christ himself, who is pure of sin. Let he who hath no sin cast the first stone. You know, you're not famous. I get it. Like, some of these people who come after these famous people and cancel them. It's like, you know, oh, I'm going to cancel Louis C.K. because he cranked off in front of that comic and he shouldn't have done it. And he asked her and she said, sure, it's fine. And then she didn't leave the room. But like, oh, we're all supposed to be appalled. I get it. It was terrible. It was a very bad thing that he
you
jerked
get
off.
It.
It's so bad
I
that
get
he jerked
too.
Off after asking for consent in front
right.
of the girl. It is. It's evil that he did it.
Well,
it's sickening that he asked her if he could jerk off and she said yes. And
you have
then
to
he
realize,
did it.
You have
it's
to realize
really
he
awful.
Wasn't having missionary sex with a woman.
No.
And if you're going to stray away from the norm, sex is bad.
Yeah, yeah, right. What he did, no, I'm being like facetious here. What he did, like, I understand the power
There's
structure.
A power dynamic,
argument.
Blah, blah, blah.
I understand all that. And, like, I don't condone it. And I don't do shit like that. I'm not the piece of shit here. Like, it's like they'll turn me into the piece of shit for saying I like Louis C.K. It's like, I'm not the one who jerked off in front of the chick.
I was.
And if he did, yeah, I'm sorry. I like his comedy. I don't watch him jerk off in front of girls.
Right.
That's not what I'm here for. I didn't come to the party to watch Louis C.K. jerk off in front of a girl without permission or with permission, whatever the fuck. I came to the party to watch him do some stand-up.
I was listening, I should say, and this is just an argument about power dynamics and workplace and blah, blah, blah. But
yeah.
I was listening to an interview with Jay Leno, and Jay Leno said that when he got his show, he tried to hire capable people, not necessarily experienced people. And because
okay.
of that, he got a lot of young people in their late 20s just itching at the bit to get good at something, right?
Yeah.
And because of that, they were all single. Now, because of that, and because of the work schedule they had to keep to put up a show every night, five nights a week.
Yeah.
These people only interacted with each other. They fell in love. They had families. There were 63 people born with no complaints.
Yeah.
On The Late Show with Jay Leno.
Yeah.
63 people that exist. Now, can we really make sexual interactions, consensual sexual interactions at the workplace illegal?
Oh, you can't make them illegal.
Well, that's what I'm saying is we're making them socially illegal. I mean, look,
yeah, sometimes it is socially unacceptable.
Like, you want to make a law, fine, but you got to separate things in your mind. There's restrictions and not restrictions.
Yeah.
And if you want to make it a court case or you want to make it a case in the public opinion,
yeah.
Regardless, you're making something
illegal.
There's
that old Republican senator, right? I forget what the fuck his name was, but he said they asked him to define pornography. He said, I don't know how to define it, but I know it when I see it. If you're being creepy, usually I'm going to know it if I see it.
Right.
What Louis C.K. did, I look at it and I'm like, that's creepy. Illegal? Probably not.
I don't know. I wasn't
cancelable?
There.
I don't think. No, from what's there. Been described and widely accepted. Like, if,
I don't know
if that's
was,
the case.
What I was told was described was.
And
women,
I mean, I want to get off that. I have no real opinion there. I'm not a fan or whatever. But, like, just in general, you usually are going to know if something. Like the Chris D'Elia thing that's going on.
I don't know
illegal?
About that either.
Certainly not. He's creeping on 18, 17-year-old chicks. Is it something I would do? No. Is it creepy? Yes. Is it illegal? I mean, I don't know. When I look at it, I see it. I think it's a little weird. I don't think we should hang the guy.
And here's something that I don't know if his defenders would say with the D'Elia thing. Is like this. If you're having these interactions over your phone with a woman, you've probably seen her. Right?
I think a lot of these were fans. That he hadn't seen in person.
So they're just like adding him on Instagram or some shit like that.
Sending him a message like, hey, I'm in your town. I saw your show. It was so great. And he's saying like, you still are in town?
But regardless, if they're hitting him up on social media, he can look up their account.
Yeah. And like, I would think he wouldn't be dumb enough to not realize that like, if you're famous and you're going to send a message to a 17-year-old girl that says, I want nude pictures, you realize you've just trusted your entire life and career and million-dollar capabilities and family support into the hands of a 17-year-old who now has a provable screenshot against you doing something blatantly illegal and very creepy. So, like, it's like as much as I have some sympathy towards the situation in one way or another, but it's also like, yo, dude, like, you knew that this was
he must be shocked.
He said on Rogan one time, he was like, we all have sent shit that we know could come out against us. It's just a matter of time. And I was thinking, I was like, not everybody. And I was like, I guess he was referring to himself.
No, you have, and I have probably.
Oh, I've done tons of shit that should be cancelable. Not sexually.
Yeah, exactly. Not sexually, like, but.
But other shit. I say, but fucked up shit, yeah.
Yeah, and. But here's the dynamic that I guess I hadn't really considered until 5 minutes ago, is that you're choosing to have a dialogue with people, and you're not choosing to have a dialogue with people who look like they're 30.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he does have a preference for young girls. Now,
whether
or not he has a preference for underage girls is up to whatever.
He certainly has a preference, but whether or not he'll cross that line out of the awareness of the illegality of it is a different story. But like, he certainly wants to fuck kids. There's no dude, take a look at Chris D'Elia from 50 yards away and you can tell that guy likes fucking kids.
Yeah.
Did I overreach there?
No, I'm thinking of his face.
Yeah, he's a pederast.
He's
got a pederast way, dude.
I went and saw the guy, so evidently I must have seen something.
I hate him because I look like him, and people tell me that all the time. So
you
like,
don't look like him.
I don't think so either. I think I look nothing like him. We both have long hair. That's it.
I mean,
but I'm sick of it, so
say
I'm like, cancel his
I'm
ass.
I'm mildly attracted to you, and Chris D'Elia.
Hideous. He really is. He's a mongoloid
looking
weirdo.
He's got a witch nose, dude.
He's got a weird nose.
He's got a witch nose.
He's just got a weird vibe.
He's got stringy hair.
Yeah,
I mean, you cover up your stringy hair with a bandana, and that's respectable.
And everybody who's anybody knows bandanas are not creepy. That's a pretty much widely accepted fact, dude. The bandana is one of the least creepy articles, accessories one can wear. Look at John Depp.
He's got four bandanas.
Yeah, he's got at least four bandanas
at any given time.
Coronavirus came around, and he was like, I'm already wearing a mask, dude. What do you mean? I've been wearing this mask since the
80s. He's like, I carry extra masks for my entourage.
Yeah, he's like, I have three masks on my left wrist and two on my right.
These are Prada masks.
Yo, have you ever seen the video of him like in a domestic dispute with Amber Heard?
No, I have not. Is it video or audio?
She secretly taped him to have like divorce proof.
Oh,
yeah, that
snap crackle.
Stat bitch.
Or,
but no,
hear me out.
They both were evil to each other. That's
or
the reason I feel okay saying that.
Or hear me out. Did she secretly tape them to release them on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of a weird motive going on there. That's your husband.
Because you certainly don't need to release them on the internet. And he's throwing a tantrum,
and your move is to film him secretly and not tell him. Not like, you know, the whole thing is really messy. First of all, he's 54, you're 23. Yeah.
And
the whole
thing. And don't post it.
The whole thing is very weird. And apparently it came out that she did a lot of fucked up shit to him, too. That's like a known thing now. But... what's funny about the video is he's in his house throwing a tantrum and she's saying like, baby, what's wrong? And of course she knows camera's rolling.
Exactly.
So she's coming off as smooth as
which
she can.
Which is why all cops should have cameras on them.
Amen. 100%.
Yeah. Anyway, moving
but
on.
But she knows the camera's rolling and she's, what's wrong, Johnny? What's wrong? Everything was fine. And she goes, we woke up and you were being so sweet and nothing even happened. And he turns and glares at her and goes, nothing happened to you. And, like, I use that quote a lot. I always say
it's
that.
It's a brilliant quote.
Nothing happened to you. Because he's like, you don't know what I'm going through. And he starts kicking the fridge hard.
Yeah.
Going, motherfucker. And he's kicking the fridge real hard.
And
what makes this footage hilarious is he's, you know, I know Johnny Depp on the red carpet. I don't know Johnny Depp alone at home.
Yeah.
He's wearing all the accessories, the hat, the rings, and throwing a tantrum at home. And I'm like, there he is, dude.
24/7.
Yeah, dude.
Does he sleep?
Like Bret Michaels. Bret Michaels hasn't taken off that bandana since 1990.
Do you remember? What was it? Didn't he have a dating show?
Yeah, Rock of Love, the greatest
Rock
show
of
in history.
Love. No. Right after
Flavor Flav's.
Flavor Flav's.
Yeah, those two shows, they were a spinoff of each other. They were
one
like
was
the
first?
Same producer.
Which was first? Flavor of Love.
I think Flavor of Love might have been first, and then Rock of Love was a spinoff of that.
Dude, Flavor of Love was the...
Flavor of Flav.
I've never had cable in my whole life, so I can't... All I can do is watch reruns, so I catch sporadic Rock of Love.
You'll have cable now, don't you?
No.
What?
We don't have cable. We have an antenna.
Okay, because you and I watched some Spanish-ass movie one time, and that was off the antenna?
Dude, now every channel
has... We watched
has...
like a movie channel, you and me, one day.
Yeah, every channel has two channels now, at least.
So that was just like some weird movie on ABC in New Mexico?
Here's you want to get into your fucking conspiracy theorist. Well, here's a conspiracy that no one gives a shit about and will never, no one cares because it's that.
Be careful. I care about all conspiracy. All conspiracy theories matter. That's how I feel.
The bandwidths that we used to broadcast television through are the strongest bandwidths. That's why we used them when we started broadcasting. We're like, oh, this is a clear signal. We'll use this. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
At a certain point, the government said using these radio waves or radio signals, essentially, I believe is what it was, is awesome and powerful. And they're getting clogged up by these TV networks. So they took those bandwidths back as technology expanded because technology started taking over the airspace. Literally, the space around you is filled with waves.
Yeah,
right?
There's internet everywhere. I can feel it on my skin.
And because of all those waves, there was a lot of interference, and the government needed to be able to communicate clearly. So they forced television networks to switch over to a digital broadcasting system.
Yeah, you can't have the old system.
Yeah, which gave them the ability to broadcast on narrower bandwidths, but at a weaker signal. So now if you go to channel 11 on an antenna, you have three channel 11s. But if a truck drives by, you have zero channel 11s.
Yo, that's fucking mind-blowing. And you have that system for a television?
Yes.
Oh, God bless you, Douglas.
And that's what I'm saying.
God bless you.
And
that's
now,
an amazing way to live your life.
The government has the good channel 11.
Dude, you are Christopher McCandless. You are into the wild right now, dude. You have an antenna TV. You're like, I'm breaking away from it all, man. We're all living under this false pretext and
dude,
nothing.
Between that and Putlocker, you can find anything you want.
Amen, dude. You have all the TV and no TV. It's
exactly,
beautiful, dude.
Exactly.
You've broken the condition. That's why whenever something happens politically and I bring it up to you and you're like, I didn't hear about that. I'm like, it's all anyone's been talking about for 4 weeks. And you're just like, I don't know. Fuck. What? Explain
dude,
it to me.
I'm telling you, when the news comes on, I go do the dishes.
Amen, dude. You're a better man than I.
It don't help my day at all to find out what I can disagree with somebody about, and that's the only way it's framed. So
amen,
I don't
man.
Give
and
a
shit.
And
a lot of people know that and can't break it. Like, I know that, but I'll still watch. You know that, and you'll get up and wash the dishes.
Well,
I have a lot of friends that I'm like, our friendship is pretty much based on, like, a political story comes out and they'll message me and we'll fight about it. Like, that's how I'm friends with, like, Hillary or Eric Williams, guys like that. Like, our friendship is based on, like, this'll piss Trevor off. And, like, I'll be like, oh, wait, I'm going to send this to Andrew. This'll piss him off, or Eric, or whoever.
Yeah.
I have a handful of friends like that. And our whole friendship is based on, like, getting angry at each other.
Honestly, if you guys do derive joy from that, I don't want to stand in the way of it. But I don't want to be involved either because I don't.
If I had to describe what it is, it's not joy.
Satisfaction.
It's there's something. I don't know what it is. I don't even know if it's satisfaction, man. It's like satisfaction the way you'd get out of having, like, paying a hooker to put a cigarette out on your arm, even though you know you got a wife and kids at home. It's some sick, deprecating thing.
It
but
fulfills,
like,
a need to
fight back. Yo, man, it's, you know, there are certain things that are greater than I that I'm never gonna understand, and I don't understand why I do that, because it really gives me nothing but, like, it fills you with these bitterness and spite and anger and a chip on your shoulder. Dude, if I'm on the internet too much, like, throughout a day, I can notice it with my mental health. Like, I will be, if I, like, when coronavirus first came, like, I spent a lot of time just scrolling Facebook for the first couple weeks. And, like, my mental health was in the shitter. Yeah. I started taking hikes. We went on that hike down at that awesome little trail by my house. And I just started hiking. And naturally, I was off the internet for those 3 hours that the hike. And then I'd come back and be kind of exhausted. And I would just be hanging out. Naturally, my internet was cut down, like, 4 hours worth. And just instantly, my mental health immediately through the roof, man.
What's even better for me is to go out, and don't get me wrong, because I'm a country boy, so anytime I can stand staring into water, I'm going to take it. But regardless, what's even better for me, mental health-wise, is going out and interacting with people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Because if you go out and interact with people without
leave some of this bullshit behind. You're not typing behind a keyboard. You're person to person.
Yeah, the recorded aspect of conversations fucks them. It just fucks them.
I don't blame them.
It just fucks it. Like, anything, like, even if you look at a speech, people will use a speech from 1966 to damn somebody.
Son of a bitch.
I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, like the Rogan thing, man. Rogan and Joey Diaz are being canceled for a riff they did 10 years ago on a podcast in their house while stoned and drunk, talking about... They're being canceled for something they talked about 10 years ago that happened 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm not supporting what they did, but I'm also not supporting this, like, let's dig up... Because, like, dude, find me anyone, dude. Find me the most pious living preacher in this country. Find me any musician, anyone with any star power. Find me anyone who's had star power.
Yeah, but
dude, the Stanford Prison Experiment. You give someone authority and power, they're going to abuse it. Find me any celebrity.
The problem is,
find
we all measure
pastor,
our own sins against
find
them.
Find me any just local jackass comic in this town and say you have 25 years and you have access to everything they've ever done. There's no privacy. You can see it. You're going to find the evil. So I'm sorry yours wasn't recorded on a podcast 10 years ago where you admitted to something you did 25 years ago that is now supposed to ruin your present.
Yeah.
But he who has no sin cast the first stone. And that's why with almost any cancellation, I'm like, no, they shouldn't be canceled. Whether it's Roseanne or that fucking douchebag Al Franken, or, like, no matter who it is, they shouldn't be canceled.
Do you know who George Takei is?
Yeah, don't cancel him. And I get what he did.
Yeah, like, George Takei obviously...
grabs dicks. He's pervier, like, than Harvey Weinstein.
What? Whoa. Is he? Because I guarantee you that there are plenty of gay men who like to have their dick grabbed.
By George Takei,
and,
of all people. Yo, I'm a straight man.
I'm a straight man, and I like to have my dick grabbed.
If George Takei grabbed my dick, though, I'd probably shrug it off. Like, water on a feather, baby.
But
like a duck to water. I'll take to it. We'll give it a shot. That's what I used to always say about John Travolta, who apparently has a big thing for pinching masseuses' butts. If I'm a masseuse, I got strong hands. And I come into the job, I don't know who I'm working on today. Maybe I'm working on a hot MILF. Maybe I'm working on a fat lady with back problems. Maybe I'm working on John Travolta.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm working on Travolta and he decides to strip, you know, the towel off and roll over and he's fully erect, I'll give it a...
I'll see what it's like. I wasn't gay before John Travolta.
Yeah. But I was gay during.
But
I was gay during John Travolta.
I mean, you got to see where the sundial points and yeah. just follow the talk light. About follow the light.
Talk about uncancelable, dude. There's a man who can grab any dick he wants, and you're just like, yeah, dude, you I mean, like the Bee Gees?
After that dance scene in Pulp Fiction, how can you do anything?
That one. After all of the dance scenes. Dude, when he's popping up out of the back seat in Grease with Grease Lightning, when he's sliding off the hood of the car, you know, when they're on the bleachers, tell me more, tell me more.
Saturday Night Fever.
Did you get very far? Yeah, Saturday Night Fever, the Bee Gees.
Dude, is there an actor other than John Travolta who has had that many iconic dance scenes?
No.
He's the winner.
The answer is no.
He's for sure. What about Swayze?
Yeah, okay, still no.
But no, Swayze used a stunt double in the Footloose version.
What a
no,
piece
wait,
of
wait.
Shit. Did he?
Is he Footloose?
I don't think he did.
Is He's Swayze Footloose?
No, that's Kevin Bacon.
Bacon.
You're talking about
that's
nobody puts
I mean.
Daddy that, in the corner or Baby
yeah,
in the corner.
That's
what was
I'm
that?
Nobody points
Flash Dance? Was that? No, that wasn't that. Nobody puts Baby in the corner.
No. Roadhouse? No.
No, it's not Roadhouse. Who else Footloose. Would have some iconic dance scenes?
I don't think anybody other than Buster Keaton.
And who the fuck that is? Are you going back in like the 20s?
That's a guy from the silent film era.
Hell yeah, yeah. dude. Okay, yeah. you went there. Yeah, dude. Travolta's the king, dude.
I
Bottom
agree.
Line, I think like we've been on for about an hour. What I want you to take from this, ladies and gentlemen, what I hope you go to bed tonight after listening to this and you feel, what have you gained? What? Why do I keep coming back to the Beef Honey podcast?
It's not the Beef Honey. It's this is regular episodes, but this
regular
is Beef
episodes.
Honey's
it's Beef Honey Studios.
Yeah. And we need to get more podcasts coming out of the studio, by the way. Not just this one, but other podcasts.
Fuck
anyway,
yeah.
go
We're
ahead.
Doing it. Okay. But I want you to go to bed tonight and say, what did I gain? Why do I keep tuning into these assholes? I want you to say, what I learned today is that John Travolta has transcended all sexuality. When you're around John Travolta, what you are is you're pansexual.
He's like an extraterrestrial anal probe.
He's got. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And there ain't
There's
not a
no,
goddamn thing wrong with
he
it.
He doesn't care who you are.
Doesn't care who you are. That laugh. Yo, dude, Vinnie Barbarino on Welcome Back, Kotter? Come on. Good night, dude. Vinnie Barbarino? Are you kidding me? He's the man. Dude, Swordfish? Fucking Swordfish. 1999. Halle Berry, tits out. You're just more focused on Travolta and his bulge because that's what John brings, dude. He's a Scientologist, dude.
He brings the bulge.
He brings nothing but bulge and Scientology.
He's got the
going
baby.
Clear, dude.
He's got the baby bulge.
He's clear. He's a level 5 Thetan, which I'm not even sure if that's a thing.
I think that makes you in... oh, damn it. I forgot.
You're immortal.
What's the name of that movie he was in that was a Scientology movie?
He wasn't in a Scientology movie.
Yes, there was.
He
a,
wouldn't
there was
dare.
A, no, there was a sci-fi
phenomenon.
Movie. No, there was a sci-fi Battlefield Earth.
Oh, but that's not Scientology.
I think it is.
Maybe it is.
I think I it is. I think
no,
it's
because they wouldn't let him do it unless they
movie,
sign off. You know, they were supposed to sign off on all
dude,
his movies.
I think
and
that movie is
a Scientology.
And he came
to them and said, "Can I do Pulp Fiction?" They said, "No, don't do Pulp Fiction." And he said, "I'm going to do it anyways." And then they were like, "Yeah, we're right. You're more famous, which can bring more people to the church. We're sorry. We told you not to do it."
Yeah, they're like, "You're now level 3."
You're now a level 3 thing. That was a
that
test.
Was a test. Exactly.
That was a test.
You
passed,
us,
John.
And you,
yeah. and you want to leave the church? Oh, that's fine. Remember those confession sessions we have? We'll tell everyone about all those masseuse things, you know?
Yeah.
Anytime he tries to leave the church, a tabloid story comes out about a boy getting touched in a fucking massage parlor
that's,
by Travolta, and he's like, all right, I'm back. And then they're like, and then the story
disappears.
That's
a timeline I don't believe at all, but
Yo,
seems
dog,
very convenient.
Mark my words on that. I've been following. Do I not sound like I've been following Travolta? Have you been listening?
Well, you, sound
you know
like,
I'm the Travolta expert in the room.
You sound like you've been drawing conclusions. That's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, I conclusion draw. Yeah, dude.
All
I've
right.
got a pen. All
Trevor,
right,
plug your shows.
I have shows galore, actually. Fuck, I forgot. I was like, coronavirus, I got no shows. I got a show this Saturday. I don't know what the date is, but we're going down. Bobby D's, McKee's Rex.
That's where it is?
Bobby D's. We're right. both going to be there. Both of your fellas from the
Mike
regular
Bosco
episodes.
Mike running the show. Follow him on Facebook. And
Mike Bosco's 100 years old. He doesn't have Facebook.
He does sure shit.
I know he does.
That's
but Mike
I mean.
Bosco, he's your dad. He's your principal. He's your gym teacher. He's shredded. He'll be there.
He's a good comic.
July 2nd, I'm headlining at Oh, fuck. I don't know the name of the place. Dale Miller's putting on a show. There'll be a flyer on Facebook. Check it the fuck
Dale
out.
Follow Dale Miller Facebook.
Follow the great Dale Miller. His top knot, ponytail and all.
He'll have a hat on. His photo will be
July
45
3rd,
degrees.
On a Friday, I'm at the Blind Pig Saloon in New Kensington doing a spot out there. I think it'll probably just be 10 unless she puts it at the end. I sometimes do 20. So I'll be fucking around at the Blind Pig on July 3rd. August 3rd, I think I'm going with August 3rd, I'm on Johnny Smith's podcast. You're going to have to tune into that. Johnny Smith's Inquisitive Minds podcast. The moon landing.
Nice.
You know the bone. You know we never went to the moon. It was my first joke that ever worked. And I'm going on to argue whether or not we as a planet have been to the moon or not. With Johnny Smith on Inquisitive Minds. That's going to be August 3rd. It's going to be a blast.
Inquisitive Minds podcast. It's an Idiot Radio subsidiary. So look up Idiot Radio if you're looking for it.
Oh, that's excellent, dude. Yeah. They do. Yeah, it's great production value. I'm really looking forward to doing that, too. So that's really all I have about on the horizon right now.
All right. Thanks for coming, Reggies. This has been the Trevor Austin and the Aaron Douglas.
America. You're thankful, you're grateful, you're welcome. Regular episodes, episode 964 BC, coming at ya. Today's feature artist is, Lynyrd Skynyrd. 1974, Swamp Music. What else would it possibly be? We're glad you were here, regulars. We don't know why you keep coming back. We don't. If you expect it to get better, you have been misled. That is not our intention, not one bit at all. We're going to keep bringing you the same bullshit day in, day out, week in, week out. And we want to let you know not to expect more. But we do hope we have left you feeling like your leftist ass has been eaten like corn on the cob, because that is our mission here in the Beef Honey Studios at Regular Episodes. I'm your host, Trevor Austin of The Aaron Douglas Show. You're welcome. Hearing this, if you turned it off, I'm appalled. Because if you're driving in your car, if you're sitting in your house quarantined up, and Swamp Music by Lynyrd Skynyrd comes on, and you say, well, I've had my fill, you don't belong here. You never did. Swamp Music. Good goddamn, we're getting good at this. I'm getting pretty good. I feel like I've made it, and what they say is true. It doesn't necessarily feel real. Like, I know I have so much more work to be done, but sometimes it's good to just sit back and admire your level of success, your accomplishments, the things, the people you've touched. We get emails every day here. We've had two emails, and neither of them really expressed a lot of gratitude towards me, but, like, I'm sure they felt it. Why would you not? You guys, I want you to know I'm not going to forget you. When you see me on TBS, when you see me on Fox News, and I'm on every night on Red Eye, just crushing. Don't think I'll forget you, not for a second. And if you guys want a picture, if you need anything signed, let me know. Trust me, I can make myself available for the fans, because it's all about you, baby. Who else would it be about? Regular episodes, episode 964 BC. We're glad you were here. Come back soon. I feel like that was cool. Oops.